At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the night his papa passed away. Did he visit him in his dreams?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, and if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You could write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, you get advanced episodes, you get access to all of the episodes, like over 5,000 of them, and no commercials. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's here today.
I am here today.
And I do want to share something with everybody because Kathy and I had the best little quick trip to Tulsa to see the Doobie Brothers.
And
it was so much fun. Michael McDonald was kind of in a world of his own as far as like just singing his own. Couldn't sing along with him. Let's put it that way. Because I'm like, I'm trying to sing minute by minute. I know all the words.
No, his voice sounded good though.
And his playing was top notch. Like he was really good. But you couldn't sing along.
But he was trying to
him.
Do the riff and stuff. And he was kind of all over the map with it.
He was definitely riffing. He was riff master. Yeah. So on the way there, and we shared the story about our dad who used to be a truck driver for the Doobie Brothers. And so we shared that. So it was kind of like emotional. And on the way there, we're listening to a song. I start crying. I'm like, oh, Dad would love this, Kathy. And because Kathy first is like, are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm like, yes, I'm just crying because Dad would love this. But the cool thing, so we get to our hotel, which was really weirdly hard to find. Even though it was right there, but it was in a loft hotel.
And I always call it a loft.
The signage was just so weird that it was weird. Then we found out later it's an old courthouse and there was no signs like front desk or how do we get where?
Well, and there was a gate you had to get into, which was weird.
The whole thing was kind of strange. So we get in there, we get checked in, and then we're going to walk to go get some food. And y'all know how I am with pennies. And I always am like, I find pennies for my dad all the time. Damn if I didn't find a penny right there at the hotel.
Yep.
We were walking out to go get some food. And I just stopped for a second. And I looked down at my foot and there was a penny right next to it. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. So it was really cool. So it says, we talk about this all the time, that you're looking for the big sign. You're looking for the double rainbow or you're looking for all of these things. When it could be as simple as you just stopped and there's the penny. So it just felt to me like this confirmation that Dad was there, that he did pick up on. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
It was beautiful, actually.
It was great. And it was a great time. And it was a great concert, too. So if you get a chance to see the Doobie Brothers, I highly recommend.
And it, you know, really, it's one of those bands that their music really holds up. And, you know, some bands kind of feel dated. I like some of the riffs, those opening riffs of the songs, it's like, dang, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot of old people, mm-hmm. but there was a lot of younger people there too. And it's yeah. just good music. So it was just, we had the best time. Kathy lost her voice.
I did. I love, yeah. I, well, I just was screaming so loud and singing badly so loud that, you know, I didn't have voice much the next day, but oh my gosh, it was fun.
So worth it. Mm-hmm. So if you can, go see them, because I looked at their tour dates. They're out through October. Like, they're doing a lot of tour dates. It was, and we got really good seats for a good price. Normally, when you, we were like in row L on the floor.
On the floor.
Not too far back. And, oh, except for, it's kind of funny, because we did have a premonition, I guess. What if the really tall guy stands in front of us?
Oh.
Turns out that was a premonition.
He wasn't just tall. He was big. And I mean like a linebacker big. Not like I'm saying he was, you know, like obese or something.
No,
he was just a big, huge person. And like he would play a football thing. You
so
know?
Like we're sitting there. There's two empty seats in front of us. And because it's an old crowd, no one was standing up for quite a while. But there's two empty seats. So we can see really well. And then we look up and here come two people. And we're both like, no.
Not the biggest person in the whole venue.
And I would say,
yes, it was.
I would seriously say 6'10". I'm 5'2". Anybody
I'd say
over 6'8",
six, maybe.
And, I mean, he was huge.
He was broad, like a football player, like huge.
And
you know?
I took a picture at one point of this is my view of the concert towards the end when everyone was standing up. It's just him. Like, you couldn't see around him.
He's just
I'm
huge.
5'2". I had no chance.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the tallest guy in the whole venue was right in front of us. Nothing we could do.
Yeah, and it's a chance you take when you pick floor seats.
Yep. But we worked around it and it was fine. Okay, yeah. So here is our first story. And it says, over the past 7 years, I've dealt with a few things related to my dreams. And I was wondering if anything supernatural was tied to them. This experience by far was the strangest. My papa, I'm going to assume this is grandpa. My papa passed away 7 years ago. He was a very important person in my life, and he also loved sugar. The night he passed away, I was very upset when I went to bed. I finally fell asleep and had a very vivid dream. The dream was a first-person view of an apparition floating through my house, raiding the kitchen cabinets and looking for anything with tons of sugar. My papa taught me how to make a calorie bomb, which is peanut butter and brown sugar on toast. In the dream, these were the first two things the apparition went for in the cabinets. Then it went to the snack cupboard and got out the Little Debbie snack cakes, giggling the whole time. Whenever I went to my papa's house, he always had an entire counter full of snack cakes and pies that he would let the grandkids get into. To this day, this experience still leaves me in awe. I almost feel like my papa was saying goodbye to me. So I'm going to add into this part of the story that I always feel like in a dream like that, if that's what you feel like, it feels different than a normal dream and you felt like he was visiting you, then he was.
I agree.
So yeah. Is that a visitation dream from his granddad? Now, sure, he could have just been dreaming about his grandpa because he had just died.
Mm-hmm.
But when it feels so different, you just know. So if I'm going to say absolutely. If you felt that, 100% yes.
Yep, your truth.
And it goes on. That's another right encounter there. I've had was more sleep paralysis related. I just moved into my house and I was living alone. I was sleeping in the master bedroom and I honestly thought I was awake at the time, but I had a vivid picture of my exact room in my dream. I was also lying in the same position on my side facing the door. All of a sudden, the door slowly opened and a shadow figure slowly walked into the room. I instantly rolled over and stared at the wall, but I felt my covers being lifted behind me. I panicked and turned around to see this black figure with red eyes smiling at me.
No.
I tried to punch it as hard as I could, but I couldn't move. I was completely paralyzed. When I finally woke up, I was drenched in a cold sweat with the worst chills I've ever had in my life. I literally could not breathe. It was 4 a.m. I tried to calm down, but after 20 minutes, I finally gave up and drove to a family member's house. I felt completely violated, like it was almost trying to crawl in bed with me. Since then, I switched bedrooms and have not had another encounter like it. I was hoping to hear your opinion on these. I'm not quite sure if it's my mind playing tricks on me or if I'm dealing with something from the afterlife. I love your podcast, by the way. I listen almost every day. Scott. Thank you, Scott. You're awesome.
Wow.
I don't think it's your mind playing tricks on you. That the sleep paralysis dream, almost exactly I've had that happen up to the point with the red eyes and the black figure trying to crawl in bed with me.
Oh, but a smiling face. The smiling thing just gets me.
That is creepy smile.
You know, because when someone smiles at you, they honest to God think they have the upper hand over you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what, I mean, there's smiles that are nice, whatever. But there are these weird smiles where people, it's like they're saying, you know, I am in charge. You can do nothing. And that's what that one feels.
In a
really
sleep paralysis like dream, you can't do anything.
And you can't.
The interesting thing about this dream is that when I've, like, up to the point where he thought he was awake at the time, vivid picture, my exact room in my dream, I have had all that. And then there's somebody standing there. I've had that.
Right.
Because it says all of a sudden the door slowly opened, a shadow figure slowly walked into the room. I can't say it was that, but there was somebody there in the room.
Right.
More than once that's happened to me. But then he says he instantly rolled over. And I've never been able to move until I'm able to snap out of it. But the weird thing is I totally think I'm awake. And it's so like everything you have and you just want to open your eyes and you can't move. You can't lift a finger. Like we've talked about it before where you've said, you know, focus on moving a finger or anything you can do to move. But he actually said he rolled over and stared at the wall. So to me, once you roll over, you're kind of out of
sleep paralysis anymore.
I'd have moved. I'd have moved out of that bedroom.
And the other thing in this, what he said, and to me, a key word in this is violated. When you have that feeling that you have been, you know, something has crossed into your space that shouldn't have been there. You cannot just make that feeling up. Like something literally did, you know? And it's a hard one to shake. Once you get that feeling that something can get in. I had it once, and this is not paranormal, and I'm going to make a long story short here, that someone had gone through our neighborhood and when I was living out in Colby, Kansas, and they'd gone into one neighbor's house, stole a gun, went into the neighbor that lived just across the street from us and tied them up and held them at gunpoint and robbed them and then left. And, you know, they ended up having a shootout with the police. Okay, that's a long story short. But even though they didn't get into my house, you know, then I'm wondering, did they try? They just couldn't get into mine because the door was locked. Yeah. So they went across the street, you know, and all these things. And you can't shake that violated feeling. I felt violated. My neighborhood had been violated by somebody. And that's when he said that word. I'm like, that is not a feeling you can make up. Something crossed there. Something crossed a line.
Yeah, because when we got robbed, I had a real hard time sleeping because, and they had gone through all of my drawers and pulled everything out. So they touched all my clothes in the drawers. So I just piled everything by the washer and just washed everything. Like they're not dirty, but the fact that these people touched my clothes, like I had to wash absolutely everything. It was terrifying. And then of course we have to get all new electronics. The guy couldn't get out there to secure the door for 2 days.
Oh, God.
And they broke the door frame. It was really damaged. So it wasn't a matter of just replacing a lock. It was replacing the door. And so it was just, it was terrifying. And I'm like, man, they kicked the door in one time. Could they kick the door in again?
Right.
And so when you go through something that traumatizing, But I'm glad that he was
Scott
able to move
got up
rooms.
And got in the car and left.
Don't blame him.
You know, so my take on this is real, mm-hmm. whatever this was, because of that, how he reacted to it.
And the other dream about his grandpa, absolutely. That was a great
and one. I might just make me a peanut butter and brown sugar toast.
That sounds
delicious.
Sounds really good, doesn't it? I'm like, calorie bomb, who cares? I'm all in for peanut butter and brown sugar.
I said that and I was like, really? I hadn't thought of that. Okay.
On toast.
I love peanut butter on anything in the world, but I'm like, and brown sugar.
Could life get better? So thank you for the calorie bomb idea, Scott.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here is our next story.
This is Lexis from Bellingham, Washington. I think I called in about 4 stories or so. Been a while since I've been on. Anyways, I do have a spirit board story. I have only used one once. And I will probably never use it again because I actually had a very good experience with it. So, won't ever use it again because I know I got lucky. But just wanted to share. I use a spirit board, I want to say it's nearing a year ago, with one of my best friends. She's kind of a witch, and her sister is also very much into that stuff. So I was hanging out with the both of them, and I told them that I'd never tried it, but I was always interested in doing so just because I've always had a fear of them, and I don't want to have a fear of the spirit board. I want to have respect for it. So she said, she basically asked me, if I promise to keep you safe, will you try it? And I said, yeah, I would be down. And so the three of us, we went to her room, pulled out the spirit board, and decided to give it a shot. I was a little nervous, but she is very, very smart with the way she does things. So before we started, she pulled out a bunch of crystals and some dragon's blood incense that she said would protect us. And she's been doing this for a long time, so I trusted her. And for about 3 minutes, prior to us starting, she told me and her sister to close our eyes and go to the happiest place that we can think of and to not lose focus on that because it would set basically a good mood, good energy, and I thought that was a really good idea. So closed my eyes, thought of the happiest thing I could think of for 3 minutes. She, I guess, did some sort of prepping ritual. I'm not really sure. But when she told us that it was time, we opened her eyes. We put her fingers on the planchette and she basically opened the board. And as soon as the board was opened, 3 distinct knocks on the wall near the ceiling next to where I was sitting. And we all kind of looked at each other. Didn't want to acknowledge it, but it did happen. I looked at Jordan and she was just like, yeah, they're here, and continued on. So it was a very comfortable feeling. Luckily, it wasn't threatening. So we got started and we came into contact with the spirit, and the name that we got was Zane. There was a last name too, but I'm not going to share it. And we learned that he was 22 years old and he died in 2002, and he was from Haiti. So we were asking a bunch of questions. We learned that the spirit, he was killed by, you know, from a hate crime because of his race. And he was bludgeoned to death by 2 people, and he did not know them. It was really sad. And at the end of it, we learned that he just wanted to be free. And the reason he was kept here was because his family was keeping him on Earth because of voodoo, because I wanted to remain in contact with him. So my friend told him that she would do a binding spell, which would basically allow him to depart and free him from the voodoo that was keeping him on Earth. So overall, it was a really good experience. I, like I said, learned to really respect the spirit board. And I don't think I'll do it again. Funny little thing was, after we finished up, we went to the living room and we were just talking about it. We were watching a TV show before I went home, and my friend's child had a little ball, like a rubber ball, sitting in the closet, and it rolled out of the closet on its own. It just kind of rolled out into the living room, and I was like, okay. And we all looked at each other again, and my friend was like, you're safe. Don't worry. If you want me to walk you to your car and kind of say something to make sure nothing follows you home, I can. And luckily, I felt comfortable enough to not feel like that was needed. But I went home later that night and just felt nothing but peace, and it was a really good experience. Again, I don't think I'll ever try that again because I got very lucky to have such a good experience, and I felt like we did maybe help a spirit, you know, find his peace, and it was very sad but very fulfilling at the same time. So I wanted to share that, wanted to hear your thoughts on it. I know you guys don't like spirit boards and you say stay away from them, so I agree. It was just something I felt I had to do to find a, you know, figure out a way to respect them and not fear them, because I feel like fear is what plays into the whole thing. And I do truly have a respect for them, and I really do think that there's a right and wrong way to do it. So now I'm aware, and my friend told me if anyone does it any other way to step out immediately and do not participate. So now I know. Anyways, love you guys. Let me know what you think. Bye.
You know, I think she brings up some really great points about doing it the right way. I totally agree with everything she said. And
I agree.
Think that, you know, having respect for it, and she had a positive experience. The one thing I thought of, though, in that, so if there was some voodoo-y thing with Zane and he wants to move on, but this thing's keeping him there, there's also like that getting in the middle of other people's family problems or whatever. I like, I don't know if I want to be the one to get in the middle of it, because if they're using some voodoo thing to keep him here, and I'm like, I'm jumping in, you're moving on. Are they going to find out it was me? It's kind of like, who was it that called 911 on us? Was it you, Carol?
Yeah. You know? The friends seem to be pretty well versed and in charge and knowing what they were doing. And so I think that lends some credibility to this, that, you know, I think the stories that we hear that go wrong are the stories where it's just people picking up a Ouija board. And, you know, there just are some certain things you're supposed to do. I am not a Ouija board expert, people, but I do understand that you're supposed to close it out. You know, there are things that you do. And I think a lot of times we just grab a Ouija board and we don't know what we're doing. But it sounds like she put herself in a situation that was handled really well.
Agreed.
That this person really knew what they were up to and what they were doing and could be trusted. So that's different, I think.
And I like at the end where she felt like she helped someone find peace in the afterlife. I think the little ball rolling out at the end was kind of a nice nod, like, hey, thank you.
Yeah. And the interesting three knocks when they went to get started, you know.
Which I would be like, I'm out.
I know. Three knocks. Okay, let's close this dude down then, right now.
But she's like, okay, they're here. Like, yeah. And I'm not. Gotta go.
So I feel like she was, you know, put her trust in someone who knew what they were doing, and it worked out well. And it, like she says, like she goes, I know you guys don't like Ouija boards. And it's, I don't know that I dislike Ouija boards. I just think that sometimes people jump in and don't know what they're doing.
But I also think we've talked about this before, but I also think that a Ouija board, or any way that you're letting something in that's dark, possibly very dark, you got to watch out for that. And so whether you're doing it through a Ouija board or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and it's even like in life when you let those dark thoughts take over your brain, you know, you kind of got to control even what enters your brain and your home. And
right.
I don't know. I thought that was really interesting, though, but I appreciate having a positive Ouija board story because we don't often get those.
I know, we don't.
It usually ends with terror.
I know. Usually when you mention Ouija board, I'm like, yeah, bah, bah, here bah. We go.
Well, if you have a Ouija board story or any ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you'd like to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
If you're a smoker or vapor, ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.